riding along, singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before.
Good morning, y'all.
Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Oh, yeah.
Do that little thing.
Ooh, yeah. Is this a good way to wake up on a Saturday morning in the beautiful state of Arizona? This is Rosie on the House, your weekend wake up call.
Sand over my trail.
Go ahead and picture yourself riding that favorite horse down your favorite trail with the wind to your back and the sun warming your shoulders. Across that beautiful Arizona upper desert, which is what we're going to highlight and feature this 7 o'clock hour this morning, Gila County. I think a lot of people drive through Gila County.
Not us.
We have years of memories in Gila County, and I'll tell you, I think Gila County exemplifies what a lot of people think about when they think of Arizona. It's the high upper desert. It's the mesquites. It's the Palo Verdes. It's the mule deer, the javelina, the coyote, the quail, the dove, the hills, the rocks, the ancient dwellings, the rivers, the lakes. I mean, Gila County really is like in the epicenter of everyone's frame of reference when it comes to Arizona.
It would be a story in itself figuring out how they determine county lines. Because when you look at that, it goes all the way from the desert to the pines. It's an interesting mix of places. You know, it's no secret to anybody who listens to you that you love Arizona. And there's people out there who love Arizona too. And this last week, we got a sweet book called Arizona Glimpses. Now, it's out of print, and it's full of little poems by Barb Browning and illustrations by Mark Browning. And I'd really like to write them a thank you note, but we don't have their address.
I hope they're listening.
I do too.
Because we need y'all's address just to thank you for sending us the book.
And Barb says to you, she says, I think you may love Arizona as much as I do. Best wishes, Barb.
That's awesome.
I just wanted to start with this couple stanzas of her very first poem in the book is Invitation. And that's kind of what we do. We invite people to get out and enjoy the outdoors in Arizona. Are you feeling stagnant lately? Restless, weary, bored, or blue? Does the wind of change keep taunting till you don't know what to do? Well, come on, tour Arizona, mountain tops to desert sands. Seek its lakes, its streams, its rivers, valleys, mesas, and canyon lands.
That's what
Isn't that
we
cool?
try. That's our 7 o'clock hour, right?
It is. Now, I want to tell you, I have some more books for you.
Okay, awesome.
I have a new
Where'd
friend.
Where'd they come from?
Well, I have a new friend.
Well, any friend of yours that's got books for me is a friend of mine.
I do. And she said, I love Rosie and I'd like to give you some books that I have to give to him. Now,
okay.
The catch is, we were at an organization class, you know, learning how to organize.
Okay.
With a lady, gal named Bridges was teaching us tips on how to organize. And she said, now, if I give these to you, you have to tell Rosie he has to get rid of as many as I give him.
Books?
What we were learning is that you respect your space, and so things come in and things have to go out.
My space requires books.
It does?
Requires books. I'm not getting rid of one book.
Well, I have to tell you.
Tell her to keep them coming.
I've told the children, if there's a day I don't show up at work, they may just have to come and dig me out of the house because there's so many books.
Now, look, we have a lot of books, but they're organized. I mean, they're organized by, it's almost like a library. If you tell me what topic you want, I can take you to the place in our bookcases where that topic lives.
Well, I believe that now because last night the coffee table was full of about 20 books.
I was surprised how many books we had on Gila County.
Well, and two of the books that were gifted was the story of Colonel Green and the Copper Skyrocket. So the whole story of the copper mine area and this this colonel who absolutely rose to the millions and millions of dollars, millionaire, and then crashed.
Very influential early citizen of Arizona down along the southern Arizona border, as well as in Jerome. He was a shaker and a mover in the whole copper industry across the whole state.
Yeah.
So Gila County. Listen, we've got some ASU tickets to a basketball game against Stanford on March 3rd. If you'd like to join the conversation or you have a favorite memory of Gila County, give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. Let's visit about that. Or you can text us at 411-923. My memories of Gila County go back almost to within a week of me arriving in Arizona back in 1965. We had just driven here from South Louisiana, and my dad was a very avid outdoorsman, Dr. Rosie, very avid outdoor fisherman. And the closest reasonable spot that he thought we could catch some crappie fish was Lake Roosevelt. So, I mean, we didn't even have the house unpacked. And we've got this 1963 Ford, a Econoline van, the kind with the engine in between the passenger seat and the driver's seat. And, you know, we used to fight on who got to sit there. No matter how hot that engine cover got, we always fought who got to sit there. That was well before the days of mandatory seat belts and car seats and all that other stuff. And Dad and I load that van with an ice chest and rods and reels and tackle boxes and bait buckets and ice chests and cold drinks and ham sandwiches. And we leave, it's like on a Friday afternoon after he gets home from the office. And we end up at the junction of Beeline Highway and 188, which is the road you turn down to get to Lake Roosevelt. And at that time, that junction, that road was still a dirt road. Now, the sun has fallen. We are not what you would call experienced Arizona travelers, desert travelers. We've just come from South Louisiana. And we're driving down this road, and the sun is setting, and the windy white rural gravel road is like the back of a windy snake. Our little bitty headlights are just barely lighting our way enough to get down the path. And I'm just struck as a kid. I'm perched on the passenger seat of the van. I've got my arms crossed up on the dashboard, my chin resting on my forearms, and I'm just glued to the front windshield of this van as we're winding our way through this mysterious landscape called the Upper Sonoran Desert, the Chaparral Country. And we get to Jake's Corner and Pete's Corner and Pumpkin Center and all these little horse saloons are kind of lit up with two or three cars up in front of it. And we finally get to Roosevelt Lake and we pitch a little tent. And I would stay up all night just convinced that I'm going to wake up with scorpions crawling all over my body. But that was one of my earliest memories of Gila County. And, you know, one of the ways that I'm humbled and I know my fame has spread across the land is the largest largemouth bass ever caught at Lake Roosevelt is named after me.
When was that?
I don't know, but it's called. They named it Rosie.
I didn't know they named the fish. They name them when they catch
them. They name the fish. It's hanging in the bait shop at Lake Roosevelt.
Need to take a picture of that.
But how many times, Jennifer, have we and the kids pitched tents in Gila County? You know, I'm talking about Workman Creek, Coon Creek, Cherry Creek, Salome Creek, Spring Creek, Tonto Creek, Hagler Creek, Pine Creek, Ash Creek, and so many places in between. I mean, the hours we've spent under the stars at Gila County. And it's, you know, it's where all my kids learned to drive, every one of them. It was a tradition in the family. We have this road that goes from Young, Arizona to Roosevelt, and it's the road from desert to pines, and it's a scenic drive. Well, back when our kids were learning how to drive, that was all dirt roads. And I was able to teach the kids how to brake in the dirt, how to steer in the dirt. I could imitate a slide through ice because it was kind of that real pebbly type. And every one of our kids learned how to drive on that particular road. And when we took my baby daughter, Carol Grace, on that just 3 years ago, almost the whole stinking thing is paved.
Still beats the heck out of learning in the city.
Golly, man, oh man. How many times have we taken the kids up to one of our favorite little hiking spots, a little place off of Cherry Creek called Pueblo Canyon? I mean, I can't believe we took the kids back there as young as they were.
I don't remember feeling fear or trepidation about them being up on those cliffs, but when we went back this year, I thought, what were we thinking? And I knew it was bad when you said the same thing.
Well, it seemed like that trail was just a little bit narrower this time.
Maybe it's washed away.
And the height was just a little bit higher. I thought, we let the kids run up and down this?
We did.
What kind of parents were we?
I was glued to the wall this time.
Gila County, there's a lot going on. You know, I like Gila County because you really only have a couple major areas of habitation. You've got Payson and you've got Globe. And then you've got this tremendous amount of wild, wild Arizona country that really is primarily uninhabited. And there are so many ruins of the ancient civilizations that have lived here so far before us that it's incredible. You can hardly cover a wash or a hilltop or a pueblo or a big steep canyon anywhere's in there that doesn't have some sign of ancient civilization. One of the places Jennifer and I love to hike in Gila County, it's a Box Canyon. And it's about a 4-mile hike one way back into it. At the end, at the Box Canyon, there's this waterfall. And I think I've been to this particular spot maybe 15 times since I first found it in about 1970. I've never seen the waterfall not running. It's flowing into a gorgeous reflection pool. And it's a Box Canyon where on either side of the canyon are multi-level Indian dwellings tucked in back behind these recessed concave caves on the sides of the hill. And to me, it's one of the most remote, one of the most beautiful, one of the most lovely spots in all of Arizona. And getting there can be a pretty good hike. And that's the place that we took the kids when they were young, took them several times. Remember the time we got caught in the rain and we walked back into the cave dwellings, and there's actually a mine tunnel remnant of someone doing some mining in there. And we actually just went to the mouth of the mine, started that fire, and everybody got warmed up before we had to hike out in the rain.
I have good pictures of that day.
Oh, man. Gila County, it's what we're highlighting today. If you'd like to join the conversation and share your memories of Gila County, give us a ring or text us at 411-923. The first three folks that are interested in sharing their thoughts on the text will win tickets to the ASU-Stanford Cardinals game March 3rd. So, hey, Gila County is the only county in Arizona I've ever been involved in an honest-to-goodness barroom shootout.
That's a story worth telling.
When we get back.